Good morning, it's 9:04. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. A prominent business group is echoing concerns voiced recently by Governor Peter Shumlin about drug abuse, saying too many job applicants are failing drug tests. Sandra Dragon is the president of Associated Industries of Vermont. She issued a statement saying many Vermont manufacturers see the drug problem as an additional barrier to finding the right people to fill open jobs. Dragon says one worry is about workplace safety, because employees abusing drugs can put their coworkers in danger. Governor Peter Shumlin focused on drug abuse, especially of heroin and other opiates, in his State of the State address earlier this month. Dragon says she hopes lawmakers will pass legislation to deal with this issue this year. Despite the recent warm, wet weather, the state's ski resorts say a recent drop in temperatures and several days of flurries have helped them regroup for the important Martin Luther King weekend. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Let's face it, January has been a bummer for skiing. When the snow was good, temperatures were minus 10. And when things finally warmed up, it rained. Lots. Nevertheless, Sarah Wojcik of Ski Vermont says ski resorts across the state have been busy the last few days firing up their snowmaking guns.
We have an 80% snowmaking coverage in the state, so we really have a lot of firepower. And the base from early season is still there, so all of the resorts are just working on resurfacing that for the MLK crowd.
Wojcik says January thaws are typical, and while this year's has taken a toll, she says so far skier visits are down only 10% from last year, and there's plenty of winter left. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.
Voters in Cabot may be weighing in on a new town garage on town meeting day. Officials will find out next month if the project is eligible for a disaster recovery block grant to pay most of the cost to purchase a property and build a new garage. The Eye in the Sky forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a good chance of snow showers southwest and periods of snow likely north, especially over the higher terrain. Breezy highs 25 to 35. We'll have further details at 9:18.